Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Come on and lift him up some more. The song should be still playing in your spirit. Hallelujah. The song might have stopped, but you shouldn't stop. Come on and praise him for it. Hallelujah. I'm still hearing hallelujah. My spirit is still praising him. Hallelujah. 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 I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall be continually in my mouth. That's why we say hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall be continually in my mouth. In other words, we don't take a break praising him. Because it says continually. Meaning ongoing. Don't stop.
Recording in progress. Recording stopped.
For no reason. Praises should be continually in my mouth. Regardless of his adversity, regardless if you have a headache, regardless if your day didn't go too well, regardless that you didn't get your way that day, regardless that you thought that something was supposed to happen at a time it was supposed to happen and it didn't, my praises shall be continually in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. So it's not predicated on how I feel, obviously. It's predicated on who he is. My feelings shouldn't change how I praise him. Because I'm not just a man of emotions. I'm a man of a spirit. And my spirit don't quit. It says hallelujah even when it doesn't say hallelujah. It praises him even when it doesn't say I'm praising him. So his praises shall be continually in my mouth. And she so eloquently put it, regardless of the circumstances, she said praise him regardless of the circumstances. Yeah. Hallelujah. We can't negate the fact of the continual part, though. It's a continual. That's the key part in that verse, continue. Meaning I'm not stopping, I'm not pausing, I'm not rewinding. I'm going to continue, which means I'm going to keep playing. Even when there's a buffering going on, I'm going to keep playing. I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm going to continue to bless his name, regardless of how I feel and regardless of how you feel. It's not in spite of my emotions, it's in spite of my spirit. I have a knowing on the inside of me. And those that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Oh, I believe that's in Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. Those that know their God shall be strong and do exploits, because I have a knowing. Hallelujah. Y'all can take your seats. Father God, we thank you so kindly for this word today. Thank you for speaking to our spirit today. Thank you for being mindful of us today. Thank you for revealing yourself to us today. Thank you for canvassing this service today. Thank you for speaking through me and speaking for me. Thank you, Lord, that I represent you well. I yield to you, God. This is your story. This is your service. This is your atmosphere. Father, we thank you for a fresh anointing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we love you in this space. We love you when we're not in this space. We praise you regardless, Lord, for you are Adonai. Hallelujah. For you are Shammah. Glory to God. For you are El Shaddai. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we bless the Lord at all times. Say hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. 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 Man, I love the energy in this. I'm telling you, man. Word up. You're making me think that God did something for you last night, the way you're praising him this morning. And watch this. If he didn't do nothing for you, that's even awesome because you're still praising him. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall be continually in my... Come on now. I'm a competitive. I don't want nobody out praising me. I'm very competitive. I like to win at all times. So if I feel like you out praising me, then I got to do something about that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We just, oh man, I love this vision. And that's why I keep meditating on vision. Vision is important. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Genesis. We're going to be teaching today. I know it. Hallelujah. So glad to see all of your faces looking good. God bless you all. God bless you all. God bless my disciples on the Zoom. God bless you all. Hallelujah. God bless my wife. Hallelujah. God bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless. Man, you got to bless your spouse, man. Hallelujah. Got to bless your spouse, man. Tell your spouse sometimes, acknowledge your spouse. Notice I ain't say her, because it's a two-way street. Acknowledge your spouse, man, sometime. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to overdo it, but sometime, man, it might be just the right time you do it. That's when they need it to hear it the most. And watch this. They need to hear it from you, not somebody on the job. Hallelujah. Come on, man. We need to be able to tell them, appreciate them, and show them, and tell them thank you, even when sometimes the little things we say thank you for. Amen? Don't exclude that. I'm talking to my singles because one day you're going to get there, and it's because your spouse may not like you that day. Y'all hear me when I say it. They may not like you at that moment, but you still got to walk in the spirit and tell them thank you. Yeah. Oh, man, see, y'all not listening to what I'm saying. You want to get a spouse. You can't be emotionally tied up. His praises shall be continually in my mouth, meaning I'm going to acknowledge the person in my life continuously if I have to. It's not based on my feelings. It's not based on my emotions. It's not based on what you did or did not do for me. But I'm going to tell you anyway. Even if I don't feel like it, I'm going to let you know I'm acknowledging you. And it shouldn't be on the day of the altar when you say I do. Oh, come on, somebody. I do don't stop at the altar. I do is it continuously. Y'all got to do what I'm trying to say here. It's amazing how this will continue, just keep coming up. Man, it's evolution, man. It's always evolving continuously on my mouth. God bless you, brother. I see you over there. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 37. I'm gonna do a lot of scripture reading today. I hope you got your iPhones, your tablets, your Bible, whatever you have. Get it ready. We're teaching. Hallelujah. Man, I'm looking forward to this Wednesday. We got four ministers, four people speaking, 15 minutes each. If you ain't ready, man, get ready. Wednesday, man, I'm looking forward to it. The next Wednesday, we got four more. Then I believe the following one, we got four more again. Look how many people is coming in on a Wednesday. Hallelujah. It may be another Wednesday if somebody get the courage and say, you know, I think I got a word. I'm going to let it go. I'm just going to let it go. What do we got on a Wednesday, man? Just get free. Whatever the Lord leads you to say, say it. Let the Spirit of the Lord feed you so you can feed the people. Amen. Genesis chapter 37. Let us turn to chapter verse 5. Hallelujah, man. When you have it, just say amen. You should have it by now. It's the first book, right? Amen. Verse 5. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. Verse 6. So he said to them, please hear this dream, which I have dreamed. There we were, binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaves stood all around and what? Bowed down to my sheaf. Verse 8. And his brother said to him, shall you indeed reign over us? Absolutely. Or shall you indeed have dominion over us? Absolutely. So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Verse 9. Then he dreamed still another dream. And he told it to his brothers and said, look, I have dreamed another dream. And this time the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me. Verse 10. So he told it to his father and his brothers. And his father rebuked him and said to him, what is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to you on the earth before you? Verse 11, and his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in mind. What I want to read, the message is keep dreaming. Keep dreaming. Now, the interesting thing about this, Joseph believed to be 17 years of age at the time. But understand this, dreams are related to vision. They tie in one to another. Young man, visions, old man, dreams. Habakkuk chapter 1, I believe chapter 2, it says, write the vision, make it plain. Those who read it will run with you. And so Joseph, being the youngest brother at the time, in fact, not really the youngest brother, he had Benjamin underneath him or under him, and those two came from the same parent, which is Rachel. But he's telling the other brethren who came from the maidservants of Rachel, Bilhah, Zilpah, and I believe it's Rachel's sister, Leah. And so he's telling them about this dream. And so they already hated him, but they said that they hated him even more because of the words. And so it's amazing sometimes to me is that when you tell people your vision or your dreams, they either going to run with you or run against you. Yes, sir. Now I'm going to say this real clearly is that when the Lord give you a dream, it's not to be voted on. y'all gonna get this with me. When the Lord give you vision, it's not determined on other people, on what they matter or what they think, on how the dream or the vision should come to pass. It's not about I'm going to vote for this dream in order for it to manifest. If the Lord give you a dream, it surely shall come to pass. Now, here's the other thing about this. When Joseph dreamed, he dreamed two dreams. Which is amazing to me is that what happened after him, after those dreams, it almost looked like his dream was a lie. Because the Bible tells me his brothers sold him. First they threw him in the pit, then they decided to sell him to the Ishmaelites. They in return sold him into slavery for 20 pieces of silver. Ultimately, when those kind of things happen, you would assume or you would think that your dream has died. Joseph, look at his father, said in verse 11, and his father rebuked him. But what did he do? He kept the saying in his heart. I think he only rebuked him to kind of ease the pain for the rest of the brothers. He didn't rebuke him because he was disruptive or he felt disrespected. He rebuked him because he knew he was the favorite child out of the all. So he says, let me ease the pain for the rest. In other words, what he was doing, he said, let me let my other children feel good about themselves. Like these words don't matter. And so the Bible says once they sold him, he was a slave to the Egyptians' lifestyle. Keep this in mind now. As you begin to dream, oftentimes we forget about our dream. And when it doesn't happen quick enough, it becomes your rear view. Y'all not getting what I'm saying? The further you get away from a dream, it becomes your rear view mirror. And depending on what you encounter after that, that dream become obsolete. But watch this now. Dreams don't die. They just evolve. Even though the dream was set in the present and things happen afterward, the dream was not meant for now. It was meant for the future. Oh, man. Y'all gonna make me work this morning. I can sense it now. Here's the thing. Okay, let's picture this for a moment. I received a dream, but after that, I encountered some tribulations. Okay, just imagine you driving in your vehicle and you're looking in the rearview mirror. As you start going forward, it gets less and less where you cannot see your past. Look at this now. God is eternal. There's no time on eternal. When God is eternal, he spoke into Joseph's present, but it was an eternal dream. So that dream was eternal. It didn't manifest yet, but it was internal. That's why his father said, I'm keeping the same. But imagine when he heard the news about his son being killed, because that's the report of the brothers. But Jacob was like, well, wait a minute. I could imagine now, wait a minute. Something is a lie. Either my boy's a lie or God is a lie. Because the Bible says he kept the matter in mind. No. So you got to understand, metaphorically speaking, he kept it in his heart. In other words, he did not forget what his son had revealed to them. He didn't just have one dream. He had two. Let's call them twins. God Almighty. It was double for his trouble. So watch this now. The more you dream, you got to understand you are going to encounter some things before it manifests. Oh, y'all not hearing what I'm saying. You think the dream, just because you got it, you ain't got to go through nothing. As long as you don't stop, as long as you continually to praise him, y'all got to get this now, as long as you keep going forward, the dream got to go with you. Okay, let me say it this way. You can't die until the dream get fulfilled. Okay, let me flip it on the other end now. Especially when you're a part of that dream. See, when he dreamed the dream, he was a part of that dream. It wasn't like he dreamed about the rest of the brothers and the mothers. His dream was a part of him. So therefore, even though he was thrown into the pit, you could imagine at that moment, he probably said, what happened to my dream? I don't know how long they left him there, but they decided to change their mind and get him back up because they said, we don't want our brother to live this way. Let's just sell him. So that means the dream just got further and further away based on the dream he received, because he told his brothers, one day you guys are going to bow down to me. Oh, man, let me tell you something here. No matter how old you are, what you've been through, what is your background, how much money you came from, if the Lord give you a dream, it overrides your present circumstances. Let's read. Can we continue to keep reading this then? Let's go to 41. Let's go to 42. Let's turn to verse 3 here. So Joseph's 10 brothers went down to what? Buy grain. Now, listen to this now. They went down to buy grain in Egypt. Y'all got to understand, if y'all don't know, they because it was a great famine. And so at the time, they living in Canaan. And so Joseph's father, Jacob, which we know is Israel, he told them, he says, go and buy some grain, lest we die. Now, you got to remember when he said the sheaves will bow down to me? What the sheaves mean is a bundle of grain tied together. God, y'all got to get this, what I'm saying. That's what sheaves mean. It's a bunch of grain tied together. Joseph told them that you guys will bow down to me one day. Verse 42 says, and he says, verse 33, he says, and his 10 brothers went down to buy grain in Egypt. Where was Joseph? In Egypt. This is after he was sold. This was after he was thrown into the pit. This was after he was jailed for 2 years. Look how much Joseph had to encounter after that, after those twins. I mean, let me tell you something, man. The bigger your dream, you got to understand you don't have control of how you are going to, how you're going to be able to manifest or how you're going to move it. It is not, it's eternalized. Wherever you go, there your dream is. If you went to the pit, your dream is still there with you. If you got jailed, the dream's still there with you. If you was betrayed, your dream did not die. It's still there with you. What I'm trying to say to you, you are impregnant with your dreams. Even though you're not showing any indication that you're pregnant with twins. But you have something on the inside of you that just can't lie. Like the vision, make it plain. Those who read it will run with you. Your vision will not tarry. Although you have to wait for it, it shall not lie, but it shall what? Speak. Oh, man. Let's go to verse 4. Let's go to verse 5 and 6 here. He says, let's go to verse 5. It says, and the sons of Israel went to buy grain among those who journeyed, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. Verse 6. Now Joseph was the governor over the land. Man, you got to imagine now. This teenage boy at the time was 17. He's having two dreams. Man, you got to understand now, some of you don't probably realize, the more people you got in your family, sometimes it's less that you have. You have to share clothes, you might have to share shoes, and you might have very little portions of meals. Because you got, we know Jacob was blessed, but we got to understand they had some hard times just as well. And so a famine broke out. And so what God was doing, he was setting Joseph up for the future for his family. And so let me read this here. Verse 5, it says, and the sons of Israel went to buy grain among those who journeyed, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. Let's read verse 6. Now Joseph was a governor over the land, the same land that he was sold to. You got it with him. This is amazing. The same land who purchased you is the same land that you oversee. Now you went from being a slave to being a owner. Oh, Jesus, it sounds like us. It sounds like we started off one way, but we're not going to finish that way. We might have begun this way, but we ain't going to end that way. That's not how our story is going to end. Why? Because we have been internalized with destiny. We've been internalized with dreams. I don't know if you had any dreams. Some of you have dreamed when you was a little kid and has not flourished yet. But the Lord's telling me to tell you, you just got it on the inside of you. You internalized it, but it shall surely come to pass. Dreams don't die. Just keep dreaming. It is not predicated on your circumstances of today. It is not predicated on what you went through as a young child. It is not predicated on how much money you don't have or what you do have in your account. It's predicated on God's name. Because if your dream dies, then God got to stop being God. Y'all get this, what I'm saying? He says, before a tittle of my word shall fail, heaven and earth got to pass away first. In other words, God says, I'm gambling on every dream I placed on and inside of you. If you die, then I got to stop being God. Oh, y'all not, man, I tell you, I'm trying to encourage you, because some of you forgot about the dream God gave you. Some of you felt like 5 and 10 years have finished and you feel like it's failed. I give you something. So some of y'all heard this. When the Lord spoke to me and told me about my first lady, that was 2003. The manifestation didn't take place until 2018. That's 15 years. Can you imagine? And I know I've been through some hell and high water before 18. I know that it almost felt like whatever God said to me looked like it was a lie. In fact, I don't know if my mom's listening, because she even said, boy, I tell you, these preachers always telling you what the Lord said. Because even so, she doubted. And in fact, I remember the very year she said it. She said it in 2006. Now, keep in mind, God says, I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for the naysayers. I'm waiting for the player haters. I'm waiting till I gather all the people who doubted me on the inside of you. I'm going to speak to you in 2003, but I'm not going to manifest it as a 2018. You're talking about 15 years of journeying, wondering, God, where is the promises? God is not about being an unfulfillment God. If God spoke it, he will surely come to pass. I'm telling you, just keep dreaming. If you have to doodle it on paper, do it. If you have to put it, signs on your refrigerator, if the Lord said it, put it up there. Notice he did not tell Joseph what year he shall be governor. Because Joseph didn't know he was going to be a governor. He just knew he was going to be authoritative over his brothers. In his mind, he probably thought it was going to be in the land of Canaan. He had no idea he had to be sold in order for the manifestation to come to pass. He didn't know, have no idea that he would have to be subtracted before he get God can multiply him. You have no idea after your dreams and you go backwards. It almost feel like, wait a minute, why am I being pushed back? Why do I feel like I'm going to rewind? No, what you're doing is that you're going in your future even though you're rewinding. Because God don't operate the same way man does. Verse 5, man. And the sons of Israel went to buy grain among those who journeyed. For the famine was in the land of Canaan. Now Joseph was governor over the land, and it was he who was sold to all the people of that land. And Joseph's brothers came and what? Read it with me. And what? They what? They bowed down. Oh man, y'all not hearing me. What did he tell them in Genesis chapter 37? Let's go back there. What did he say here? I think it's in verse 5. Let's go to verse 6. So he said to them, please hear this dream, which I've dreamed. There we were binding sheaves, which you know represents what? Grain. In the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaves stood all around and what? Oh, y'all not hear me. And they what? And they bowed down to what? To it. This is chapter 37. We are now verse chapter 42. You got to remind, look, I know it seemed like it's just 5 pages over, but it was years that took place in between these 5 pages. I told you he was 17. By this time, Joseph is around 30. So you're talking about a 13-year span before the dream was manifested. Some of you have been dreaming, and it hasn't come to pass. Just keep waiting. Your time, what? Okay, let me get this right. Your time is coming. Jesus, hallelujah. Pastor, I don't have anything to prove. I don't have any evidence of this dream that God internalized me with. I don't have the substance. Substance, faith is what? The substance of things what? Hope for. And the evidence of things not seen. So you can't imagine the kind of faith Joseph had to have. Now keep this in mind. Not only he had to apply faith, but he also had to apply forgiveness. Because a betrayal broke out in his home. His own loved ones. Come on, go with me here now. His own loved ones threw him in a pit, left him to die. Thank God for Reuben, but he decided, no, we cannot do this to our brother. Let's at least make some money off him. Let's sell him for 20 shekels of silver. Sound familiar? Wasn't Jesus sold for 30 pieces of silver? It's equivalent to what you would sell for a slave. I mean, people are trying to sell you for less than your value. Jesus. You have more value. And watch this. It wasn't that Joseph was valuable. It was the dream that was inside of Joseph that was valuable. Jesus. I got to take my time with this one, man. I have to eternalize why I'm being betrayed. I have to forgive my own loved ones after this. Then I have to be sold to a region that I've never been before. Man, watch this now. The place he was sold to, he was just getting set up for it. He was going to a land to prosper because he couldn't prosper where he was. That's why some of y'all, God had to shift from where you was to where you are now. Because the story ain't finished being told. You just going through the journey. Some of you have moved from one city to another. It's that you had to go from one place to another because your vision, because your dreams was in the city you are in now. As long as you would have stayed around the block, at the bodega, digging chips out of a quart of water, you was no way you would have going to get those dreams fulfilled. God had to allow you to be sold to make you an overseer over Pharaoh and all of his stuff. Look at here. Let me go to verse 10. And so, verse 10, verse chapter 38. No, I'm sorry. Let's go back to 41. Let's go back to 42. Apologize. Let's go to 5 and 6 here. And the sons of Israel went by and by grain among those who journeyed, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. Now Joseph was a governor over the land, and it was he who was sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers came and bowed down before with him with their faces to the earth. So that's one bow. God gonna make people pay more than they realize for messing with you. Each thing they said to you, each thing they said against you, what they didn't know, they wasn't picking on you, Sister C. They was picking on the God and the dream that lies on the inside of you. They wasn't picking on you. So you got to understand the approach God had to take. Even though he allowed them to sell him, he still took it personal. Oh, Jesus. Even though God allowed it to be done, God says, I'm taking this personal as if you did it to me. Why? What do you mean, Pastor? But God wasn't sold. No, God's dream was on the inside of him. Wherever Joseph went, whatever Joseph did, it happened within. So in other words, even though he went to the pit, the dream was in the pit. When he was sold, the dream was sold. When he went to the jail, the dream went to the jail. The dream just didn't stop, see? The dream just kept evolving. The dream was already destined for his future. Even though he said it in his past. Oh, shucks, man, y'all really gonna make me work here. Some of you just forgot about what God spoke to you about. You minimized the dream. But God says, You might have forgotten, but I didn't. I put it on the inside of you so much. But when I tell you what, when it manifests, all haters got to bow down to you. All your siblings, stepsisters and stepbrothers, half-brothers, however you want to call them, they're going to repent. I mean, one day I had to tell my mom, Lord Jesus, she came to visit us on one Christmas. We were sitting down eating breakfast. I said, you remember that statement you said to me in 2006? I said, you need to repent for that. Because you told me these ministers lie. They always saying something's going to happen and it don't happen. I said, now, do you see the full picture of what God is doing? And he ain't finished with me yet? Oh, Jesus. Just because you got a dream don't mean it's a period behind it. It's a comma. I love commas because it continues. That's why we continue to bless them at all times. So y'all can see, you see, you're missing it here. Regardless to how Joseph felt, I'm not going to stop blessing his name just because I feel a certain way. He was in jail for 2 years. No one even gave him a pass. He didn't get a free jail card. It wasn't Monopoly. This wasn't a game. He had to stop. And watch this now. Why was he in jail? Because Pharaoh, Potiphar's wife, lied and said he raped her. So he had to be jailed because somebody lied. So it went from betrayal to somebody selling him to someone lied. Before the dream can manifest. God is a bad somebody. That he can go through all of that using a vessel like you and I. Ordinary people ready to do extraordinary things. I'm trying to tell you, if you got a sad countenance on your face, you might as well smile. I mean smile like right now. Let the radiance overtake that spirit of depression that you're still fighting with. Why? Because I'm putting it under my feet right now. Because the praises on the inside of me shall be continually in my mouth. I'm going to tell you something about praises. It overrides what you feel like. I'm telling you, you put your feelings under submission when you praise him. Man, y'all not getting this to me. If you're sitting down like a mummy, that means you don't believe what he put on the inside of you. I got a praise on the inside of me, and I got it on purpose. Yes. I got it on purpose. I'm not going to praise him based on how I feel. What it did or did not look. Can I imagine one day if I'd have just stopped believing God, what he told me in 2020, 2003, August 20th? Can you imagine what he told me? See, but that wasn't the only dream. There's some dreams that just haven't manifested yet that he spoke to me on that day. And it's not predicated on what it looks like right now. It's predicated on what it shall be because it will be continually. Look, watch this. What I'm doing, I can't rush the dream, but I can put myself in a posture. So here's, watch this now. Although Joseph said they will bow down to him, we got to bow down to. And your haters are going to have to do the same thing, whether they believe it or not. They're going to have to bow down to the daddy on the inside of you because he's the one. He insured that dream. What insurance do? Just in case something happens. God put his name on it. That was the insurance. God almighty, y'all not hear me what I'm saying. He's Jehovah Jireh for a reason. When he says, I am your provider. If you got this demeanor about you now, oh, Jesus, man, I feel the Holy Spirit moving. I'm telling you, he's about to unleash some stuff. He's about to unlock some things on the, I'm telling you, you have not seen nothing yet. Oh, Lord have mercy. I wish you start cooking. I'm telling you, And it's the reason why God don't give us a timetable on when the dreams come, because he want to see if you're going to continually to praise him on purpose. It's not about how I feel, SG. It ain't because somebody mistreated me. It ain't because the last spouse dissed me. It ain't because my children disrespected me. It ain't because how the job treats me. It's based on what he said through me. It ain't based on how I feel. It ain't based on when I put my four-digit PIN in the account and nothing comes out. It ain't based on that either. It ain't based on because I only have one square meal and I don't know when the next meal is coming. It ain't based on that either. It's based on what he put on the inside of me. Jesus, man. I'm going to slow myself down until you get this. Because it seems like some of you still in your past and you can't even get to your future because you're stuck in your past. You praising him based on your past and not based on what he said to you. You so emotionally tied up. Like you think God dealt you a bad hand. Man, you just wait. The story hasn't been told. Jesus, man. Hallelujah, man. I'm going to bless his name anyway. Regardless, see, watch this. I'm not going to praise him just because you don't want to. See, because the problem is, I see what happens with pastors. They look for their sheep to get them on board. Now, whether you get on board or not, I still got to praise him. Whether you get on board or not, I still got to magnify him. Whether you get on board, I still got to lift him up. Whether you get on board, I still got to believe in this vision. Whether you give or don't give, I still got to believe that this vision shall surely come. And I'm thinking about August 20th even right now, because I'm thinking about this. I only got part of the dream, and that took 2018, 15 years. I wonder why God takes so long to manifest vision. Because the longer it takes, the bigger it shall be. I guess I had twins in me on the inside of me, too. Yeah. And it's amazing when I told people, the Lord has called me to preach. All of the friends that I had at the time that we were in the clubs doing, they just thought I was a joke. So 2004, August 20 turned around and they saw what happened. This can't be the same man. Of course not. because a friend of mine at the time, she said, I didn't believe you, but I had to see it from my own eyes. Lord have mercy. Everybody's not supposed to believe in your vision. Everybody ain't supposed to believe in your dreams. What did I just tell you in Habakkuk? He says, write it down. Write the vision. You notice what he said? Don't make it complicated. What he says? Make it plain. Woo! Don't complicate the dream. Oh, I'm trying to tell you something. Don't complicate the vision. See, so in other words, you could complicate things by the things that you do. You tying God's hand based on how you think. So you making it complicated, not the people who's reading it with you. Oh, shucks, man. Oh, I know you're thinking about this now. You're probably going back over it right now in my mind. How am I complicating what God placed on the inside of me? If he says make it plain, then he means make it plain. Write the vision, make it plain. Those who read it will run with you. And if they're running against you, they're going to have to bow for you. You can't steal what God placed on the inside of you. You can't even steal it. You can complicate it, but you can't steal it. Even you can't screw this up, SG. It's got to come to pass. Whatever you dreamed, whatever you visioned, I'm telling you, just because you don't have the date plan, I'm telling you it's coming. It's coming, it's coming. I'm telling you it's coming. I want you to tell your neighbor it's coming. I don't normally do that, but I'm trying to get you to a posture of speaking into existence. It is coming. Oh, shucks, man. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. My dream is coming. My dream is coming. My vision is coming. Hallelujah. Let me turn here. Let's go to 43:26. I told you I'm teaching. But I can't help it. I'm a preacher at hand for some reason. I just can't help. Sometimes I be trying to get back to it. God helps me. That's what the Holy Spirit. Let's go to verse 26. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house. And what? Y'all read with me? Verse 26. Let's do this together. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house. And he what? Bowed down to him on what? Oh, man. That's two times. They had to bow. They had to fulfill the dream. And they answered, verse 28, and they answered, your servant, our father, is good. Good health, is in good health. He's still alive. And what'd they do again? And they bowed down their heads. And they what? Prostrated themselves. See? When you bow down before your Lord, when you pray, there's a posture we ought to have. I'm talking about the posture when I'm referring to, I hope this camera can follow me here. I'm talking about the kind of posture that you get down on your face. And sometimes the lower you get, that shows humility, that you ain't too big enough and you ain't proud enough to believe what your daddy just told you. I'm telling you, sometimes you got to get on the floor. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got to posture yourself. You got to get your face on that ground. And you remind the Lord. Let me tell you something. I never forget. It was 2014. I thought God was taking too long. I said, God, I'm sorry. I'm going to mean disrespect. But I remember prostrating myself. It was right before I went on that missions trip. And I said, Lord, what happened to my promises? That was 2014. 2015 is when she reached out to me. Jesus, Lord have mercy. You're not listening to what I'm saying. It was almost like God says, I want you to remind me of what I told you. It wasn't like I forgot, but I think you forgot. I needed you to remind me on what I told you just for you, not for me. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, okay, I hear you, Lord. The Lord is saying to me is that he wants you to get to the point that you tell him and remind him what he told you. In other words, what I'm saying is that if you didn't receive it when he told it to you, you have to receive it now by telling him, Lord, I receive. Where's that dream? Oh, I lost some of you right now. What I'm saying to you is that if you didn't receive it the time the Lord spoke to you about it, time lapsed, at least what you thought. By you moving forward, it became less and less believable because it was in your rear view mirror. Now God is saying, get to the place where you tell me what I said to you. Oh, y'all, keep your mouth shut. What they say, a closed mouth don't get what? Okay. See, what made it rough for you, I hear you. What made it rough for you, you complicated, not the people who heard it. Pastor, what do you mean? There's so many levels of complicating things. Complications, when a woman is pregnant, before the birth, what happens sometimes? Complications. I'm trying to dig into you so many different ways.